Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Not necessarily breakfast food to have at breakfast, but just we talk about food during the breakfast show. Hi, Delaney. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thanks.
And compliments of the season to you. I'll bang my drum for you. Pa-rupa-pum-pum.
December on Friday.
Deck the halls with bells of holly.
That's tomorrow. Jingle bells. Jingle.
Silent night, holy night. It's really is tis the season for gluttony and vice, isn't it?
Bring it on. And feels like it's been a bit slow to start this year.
Well, we've had a very full, very very busy year.
It's true.
2017 has been an unexpectedly explosive year. And with still so much gas in the tank.
It's the silly season.
But we just have to keep going with what you know. And Christmas, we know.
Christmas.
Are you a fan of Christmas?
I'm a huge fan of
Me
Christmas.
Me too. Good job. Can we have some Christmas music, please, Sarah?
I have a playlist on Spotify, which is Oh Holy Night, sung by about 35 different artists.
All different, the same song?
Yeah,
same song.
Play that every Christmas, do you?
Yes. In the lead-up.
We play the James Brown Christmas album every Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
In the family
home.
We've
got a bit of laughter around Bob Dylan. His one's hilarious.
It's not very Christmassy.
He does a Christmas album.
Good. Does he?
Yeah. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes... It's great.
Oh, yeah. I like a good Elvis at Graceland Christmas.
Oh, yes, good.
I'm a big fan of Frank Sinatra Christmas.
Ouvre.
Yeah.
Mum is a huge fan of Jewel's Christmas album, and it went missing.
Jewel did a Christmas album.
I'd like to hear Rammstein do a Christmas album.
Hey, well, just you're good, because guess who's just released one? Gwen Stefani.
I think Sia has it also. Saw that pop up on
You know,
Spotify.
None of this is food.
It's not food. On to more important things.
Christmas cake.
Christmas.
Christmas cake. Christmas cake.
Christmas food.
Christmas food.
I'm excited.
Is it time for that? Is it time to start talking that already? May as well.
Definitely. The big day is just over 3 weeks away. That is more than enough time to fill with talking about food that
right.
You're going to eat.
King.
So on the day, what are you hitting with?
Well, let's just talk about the must-have, the salad, the Christmas cake.
Okay. Yep, Christmas cake.
When do you get that?
You said you've already been tucking into Christmas mince pies already?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been looking at Auckland's Best. That's going up on my blog tomorrow. Auckland's Best mince pies. Any hot tips, please send them through if you think you know where Auckland's Best mince pies are.
Get Delaney on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah,
man, they price up those pies though in some places, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
They really do pump up the price.
You know, I bit into one the other day and it was full of chocolate.
Flies.
Chocolate.
No.
And I was like, get out of my fruit mince pie. I was devastated, like genuinely devastated. But Christmas cake.
Well, I mean, what did you do in that situation? I mean, what happened next?
Well,
just went, had another mouthful.
My boyfriend and I were having lunch and he was equally horrified and he actually threw his away. He just like bit into it and went, threw it across the... threw it across the... the park.
Okay, all right.
For the pigeons. Anyway, Christmas cake is a bit polarising. Not everyone loves it. I'm a huge fan.
No, and that's fine because I'll have theirs.
Now,
exactly.
When you say Christmas cake,
fruit
what
cake?
Do you mean?
Fruit cake.
Fruit cake.
Yeah. Fruit cake. My mum's friend makes it Labour weekend and then just feeds it with brandy until the big day, which I'm a huge, huge fan of. So Christmas cake, obviously very important. Christmas mince pies, eat as many as you can in December.
So good.
And then we get to the big day itself, which is, a big day overeating.
For sure.
And then we've got Boxing Day leftovers.
You don't want to pop your appendix or anything like that. Just take your time, you know, it's all...
No, exactly. I'm a big fan of like, you know, you've got your main meat. We usually do ham and I quite like doing lamb. And then some really fresh salads on the side, like having your vegetables in a really kind of fresh way. So then it's sort of eases that. You don't need the heavy roast vegetables and gravy. I mean, yeah, go for it. But
this music sounds quite heavy roast and vegetables and gravy,
yeah,
doesn't
man.
It?
Sounds like
it really sounds like we're really serving it up.
Trying to go for a walk after you've eaten a lot. But this is also a quintessential New Zealand question. Do you do a Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner?
Well, again, I think the beauty of a New Zealand Christmas is that you can do whatever you want. You can sort of, it depends on the weather. I like doing a late lunch that just kind of carries on into dinner time. But yeah, I'm also a big fan of the Boxing Day leftovers.
Yeah.
The ham on homemade pizza is a good one.
That's pretty choice.
Like slow cooked lamb toasties.
Let's say that
ham's a good one. It lasts many things.
Say as you should be at the time of the year, thinking of people who aren't perhaps as fortunate as yourselves, and you're maybe going to drop something around to someone who you know is going to have a otherwise quite quiet Christmas. What would you be thinking of? What would be the ideal thing there? Because you don't want anything too twee, you know.
No, definitely not.
Something that they go, yum, that's going to be delicious. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Are you thinking like a sweet treat?
I'm just thinking something, you know.
Shortbread's a good one.
Yeah, so they see that's a big gift basket for me.
Okay.
Shortbread. I mean, you know, a lonely person is a lonely person, but shortbread.
I think both
invite
things...
them over for the meal.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fair call. Yeah. Yeah.
Get them over.
Get them over. Have a big effort.
Definitely.
I think both of the things you're talking about, both Christmas cake and shortbread, can really die or live on the amount of butter that's in.
100%. Shortbread, I agree that you see it in gift baskets and you might put it aside, but actually, like all those gifty things, you've just got to get in there and eat them. I did try the other day, fortune cookies that were dipped in white chocolate and then crushed up candy canes.
What?
They were delicious.
What's wrong with you? Fortune cookies that were crushed and covered in crushed up candy canes sounds quite good.
It was a packet of.
Let's be honest, nobody likes really crunching down those things. That's a dental issue happening.
It is.
Candy canes,
big dental issue.
Sharpen them into a point and then use them as a shiv.
All right, Wentworth. Are you there? Are you there, caller?
Hey, Mikey. Yeah, I think you give us a good idea. Why us more well off? Go and go down to Farrow's, fill up a basket of $100 of food, and give it to someone who hasn't got anything.
That's a nice idea for Christmas, isn't it? Because Christmas sucks for some people, man.
That's right.
Some people have a really horrible time at Christmas.
There's a waiting list to go to the city mission to help out.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good to hear.
But yeah, just think, there's the friends and neighbours, man. Friends and neighbours, people, you know someone's going to have a quiet Christmas.
Well, fortunately, most of our neighbours aren't on the bones of their ass.
Oh, wow. I mean,
so we're fortunate. So we've got to, you know, as you say, give it to someone else who hasn't.
There's so many agencies out there that are wanting help and wanting donations and time. It's the perfect year for it.
Speaking of, and
time
of
year for
we
it.
Can all offer it.
Because every single thing that's on the TV and the radio and the window of all the shops says, "Hi, yay, woo, yay, Christmas family." And for some people don't have any. You know, some people don't aren't in
well,
the situation.
Don't forget, it's more of a Christian thing that we.
Some people aren't Christian. You're right.
There's a lot of other.
Some people are not as Christian as you or I.
That's true. There are a lot of other cultures that.
So you've got to be careful. You've got to be sensitive.
I still reckon it's a good day for everyone to be nice to each other.
That's right. That's a good idea.
But speaking of
we can make it a secular Christmas.
Speaking of food,
thank you, Dan.
And giving,
everybody.
Though,
okay, over and out.
Big shout out to my food bag, who, if you are a member of my food bag, I think it was last week and this week, when you recycle your box and you put it back out.
Fresh box.
You can fill it full of clothes, food, whatever you like, and they pay for the courier to send it to a charity. Shout out.
Great. All right. Cool. All right. Now, so we tone down the Christmas music and just go for somewhere. Where's somewhere hot you've eaten this week?
This week I have eaten at Pasta e Cuore, which is an Italian restaurant. Please excuse my terrible pronunciation.
Pasta e Cuore.
That is in Mount Eden Village, and they've done very well. They're a very small kind of specialist pasta restaurant, and they've got a cuisine.
It's quite a food hub, isn't it? That Mount Eden Village now.
You know, is
becoming.
It really just takes me back to the 90s.
Hard. Oh, no, you may be right.
You've got places like Rad open.
Oh, yeah, Rad's good. Yep. Anyway, Pasta e Cuore has done very well. They've got a chef's hat from the Cuisine Good Food Awards. They got in the Metro Top 50. And they just do, you know, simple pasta really, really,
it's
really
delicious.
Well. And you can take it home. They make it all fresh there. So if you can go and dine in, obviously. But you can take pasta home to cook and impress all your mates. But one thing I will say, we shared a tiramisu for dessert, but it was in a glass. But I'm a big fan of, you know, when you make it
like a parfait.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. But the cream ratio was a tiny bit out. Great flavour.
Not being too picky. The cream ratio is just a shade out.
If I had to nitpick. But yeah, great stuff.
All right, Delaney, what's hot on the shelves this week as well, before we go?
Oh, Christmas mince pies. We've
had a couple of...
suggestions?
Oh, see, I'm sort of, I agree with that person there. Best Christmas supplies are at Rupus, next to Freeman's Bay Primary.
Interesting.
Delicious, and the service is like faulty towels.
Good. Can't better bit of that at Christmas time.
Lard and mince pies, and they even used to put real meat in them. Lovely for vegans. Meat.
Ooh.
See, this is the thing. This is the terms we have Christmas mince pies, the word mince.
Yeah. Fruit mince.
Just mince in general.
Mince is a verb.
Is
so
it?
It's fine.
Been stolen by that other mince.
Yeah.
Mince. Yeah, that's hot on the shelves. That's all I'm eating all week. I'm actually off to Adelaide, so I'm going to eat there.
Yeah, mind what you mean. You're wearing a dark outfit today. You've got to be careful with the icing sugar, don't you?
Yes.
All over the show.
Do
all over the show.
What?
God, gosh, tell me about it.
A disaster. Like
yep, I'm just coming now.
Icing sugar.
Like an avalanche.
See, this is something I'm judging. You want a very light dusting that is not going to cover your clothing.
But you want to taste it.
Just ever so slightly.
It's Christmas snow. Like in the northern hemisphere. Delaney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
After this, let's have a good...